Ready? It was a dog and windy night on dog street of It was a dog and windy night, and the policeman was out doing his rounds. What?
Just hold it.
A policeman was out doing his rounds, checking all the stores that was that he could, as he was walking down, taking his on his beat. So when he looked down the street, a darkened street, there was a guy leaning on a window of a store. He had a cigarette in his hand, unlit. So he walked toward the man, and the man said, "It's okay, officer. Everything is okay." So the policeman says, "Good." So he walked toward the man, and they held a conversation. He said, he told the police, "There used to be a store here that me and my friend used to come and have lunch." So he said, "Yes, it was, but it has been torn down." So he said, "Yeah, it would be nice if we, me and him could have, my friend could have had lunch here." So the man lit his cigarette. So the police, he walked away. No, he said, "I'm waiting for a friend. We were supposed to meet here 20 years ago to discuss our friendship. We grew up together. We were just, we both were just like brothers." So the police said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, a lot of stores have been torn down here." He says, "A restaurant here and there is called Big Joe or Jimmy or something." So he said, "Okay, I hope you meet your friend coming. I hope he comes soon." He said, "Yes, I'll wait here another 20 minutes. So he waited and he looked down the street. He saw this tall man coming toward him. So he hollered, "Hi, Bill. Bob, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, hi, Bill." So he said, "Long time no see." He said, "Yes, it has been a long time, 20 years. He said, "Yeah." So they stood there and they talked. So then he looked, he turned toward the light of the store. He looked in his face to see what each other looked like. He said, "Oh, you are not Bob." He said, "'Cause I know your nugget couldn't have changed that much in all these years." So he said, "I know you. You're not Bob." So he said, the policeman that was there, he said, "You know the policeman that was there? He walked away. He went to get a policeman to, in plain clothesman to arrest you. You've been arrested for 10 minutes. He said the policeman was here. He couldn't arrest you because he says he know you. And say you've been arrested now for 10 minutes. So the policeman, so he said, "I have a note to give you." So he walked to more light to read the note. When he read the note, his hands started shaking. And he said, "The policeman that was here say you are arrested." So he said, "Well, okay." He said, "You're not gonna give him any trouble, are you?" So the police came and arrested him, and he just walked away. His friend just walked away. That's it? That's the end. Well, it was me and my daughter on Saturday. We went shopping. She said, first we went to the Home Depot to get some supplies and stuff for the house. And then we went from there. She said, "You want to go to Kmart's department store, wherever that is, And I say, yeah. So she said, you need some stuff? I say, yeah. So we went there, and she bought me and her a key. So she says, Stacy, my daughter hadn't called me yet, because I told her she had to come home, and she never came. So while she was in the store, she called again, and her daughter said she wasn't ready to come home. So then she said, let's get some chicken for dinner. Well, she said, because it's getting too late for us to cook anything. So we went, and she got the chicken, and she said, you wait here. I'm going up to another store to get something. I waited and I waited, and people walking past looking at me like I was crazy and kept looking. And the lady across the way was talking, and the guy she was talking to came in and told me hi. So I said, how are you? So he went and talked to another lady. So I don't think that he worked at the store. So I was waiting for my daughter and waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when she did come back, I was looking, she says, I was looking all over for you. I said, you weren't looking all over for me, because I was sitting right here. So then she said, I said, you ready to go? She said, yeah, ready to go. So we got in the car and put all this stuff in the car, and the wind started blowing real hard all at once. So I told her, I said, where does wind come from all that like this so hard? The stuff started blowing. We had to hold on tight. And then we got in the car and we drove home. Then when we got home, she gonna tell me about a dead mouse was out there and her father had put throwed it out there and don't step on it. So I looked, and then I went to the car and got the stuff out, and we just took it in the house, sit down. She started eating, how much she was hungry. So I said, well, I'm not hungry, I'm just going to cook the greens. So I cooked the greens, and I said, it's only going to take about 30 minutes. So I cooked the greens, and then I would sit down for a while because I was getting slightly dizzy because I was tired. So I ate a banana and I sat down. She said, go ahead and watch TV. So I watched TV, and that was the end. That was my story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. Okay. Can you take a break?
Well, she was in the market shopping. There was a lady in the market. She was shopping, and the lady dropped her wallet. And when she got up to the counter, she didn't have any money at all to pay for her groceries. So when she got home, she put all the groceries back, and she left. And when she got home, the phone rang. And there was a little girl on the other end of the line saying, telling her that they had found her wallet. The woman was happy.
Okay. Good. Thank you. I want you to try to keep that in mind, because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again. Okay. This time, I'm going to say some numbers to you, and I want you to repeat them back to me. Are you ready? Okay. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
74321.
75836.
75386.
619473.
3924873.
This time I'm going to repeat some say some numbers to you, and this time I want you to tell it to me backwards.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm not going to want a woman my age ain't got that much mind.
Well, let's see how far you go. Okay, 2, 4. Say that backwards.
2, 4, 2.
5, 8.
8, 5.
6, 2, 9.
9, 6, 2.
4, 1, 5.
5, 1, 4.
3, 2, 7, 9.
9, 3, 2, 7.
4, 9, 6, 8.
8, 9, 6, 2. What was it, 2?
1, 5, 2, 8, 6.
6, 5, 8, 2.
6, 1, 8, 4, 3.
3, 6, 8, 3.
Okay. Great, thanks. Wanna go on? Okay, this time I'm gonna give you the names of some categories. And I want you to give me as many words that you can think of that go with that category, as quickly as you can. For example, if I said the category is states, you would say Tennessee, Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and so on and so on. So I want you to begin when I say the name of the category. Whenever you're ready to begin. You ready? Okay. This is going to be time.
Alright.
Okay, the category is foods.
Foods like chicken, turkey, potatoes, greens, soups, ribs, ham, beans, that's all I can remember right now. Cabbage. Cake, cookies, tomatoes, broccoli, well, that's come under green, so, corn,
keep going until you can't think of any more.
Corn, steaks, sweet potatoes.
Any more?
Huh?
Any more?
All I put on the store, I can't think of more. TV dinners. bread. Rice.
When you can't think anymore, just stop.
Well, I guess I'm stopping then.
Okay. Okay. This, I hate this stopwatch. I don't work it.
That's a stopwatch?
Okay, here we go. Second category is animals. Think of as many animals as you can.
I'm good on that one.
Okay, ready?
Cat, dog, elephants, horses, pigs, giraffes, buffaloes, turtles, birds, hyenas, giraffes, buffaloes. Did I say the buffalo? Pigeons, snakes, not an animal.
Keep going.
excuse me, raccoons. Bears.
Okay.
And
keep going until you can't think of any more.
Possum. Pigeons. Penguins. Buffalo, I said buffalo.
You said that.
Yeah.
Any more?
I didn't think of it. You know how your mind just shut down sometimes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, last items. I want you to tell me. Dag nabbit. Wait a minute. Stopwatch. Okay. I want you to tell me everything that you can think of that goes into a kitchen. Kitchen items. Ready?
Dishes, pots and pans. Silverware. Food. Chairs, tables. Brooms. Cabinets.
Who is that?
Open the door.
I stopped the timer. We can come back. Stop the cabinets.
Okay. What are you running for?
Running from him.
Close the door, Aunt.
Stop the cabinets.
Oh.
Ready? Keep going.
Refrigerator. Stove. I see chairs and tables.
Keep going.
Everything go into the kitchen. Towel. Sink. Dish rack.
Keep going until you can't think of any more.
Go into the kitchen. Bread box.
Go ahead. Can't think of any more?
That's about it for me. And close
the
door.
You were distracted by these two. Okay.
Well, that's all I can think of.
Okay, next thing I want you to do, I want you to, you see these four, read that for me.
All four of them?
Yeah, just read these four.
Orange, green, brown, and purple.
Okay, great. Now, for this one, that was just a practice. What I want you to do is I want you to start from here, and I want you to read these words as quickly as you can. This is going to be timed.
Mm-hmm.
Read, start from here and read across as quickly as you can.
The whole page.
The whole page. Ready?
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Thanks. Okay, talk now because
okay.
When we go to the next one, she's got to be quiet.
You want these?
No. Your daughter might want.
Okay, you want some of these?
No.
Good eat on the road, man.
No.
I'll take some of your pocket.
I'm talking about your daughter Bob. She loves them things.
I'll take some later.
You're going to take them now. Why not be here later?
I don't want them because I still got peppermint sticks.
We got a little bit more to go and then we'll be done.
Okay, good. I'm gonna check you and ask me.
Okay. Now you see this?
Yeah.
I want you to just name the start from here and name the colors.
No. Now.
You want them?
Mm-hmm.
And like gray, blue, that's black and red.
Okay. Now same thing. Quiet, Anthony. Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start again. Start right here. And name the colors as quickly as you can for the whole page. Wait a minute, let me get the timer ready. Okay, go.
Green, navy blue, yellow, and black red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, and green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Blue, yellow, green, blue, and red.
Okay, great. That's 22 seconds. Okay. Last thing I want you to do. Now you see this?
Right, now on the bottom. Three.
These four. What I want you to do is tell me the color. Don't read the word, just tell me the color.
Green, black, purple, and yellow.
That's not purple.
Gray.
Yeah.
And yellow.
Nope. What color is that?
Yellow.
What color is that?
Oh, blue.
Yeah.
So I was reading the word.
Yeah, so I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in. Don't you?
Oh,
read it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't read the word. Just tell me the color that the word is printed in. Try it again.
Green.
Right.
Black.
Right.
Gray and yellow.
What?
What did I do wrong?
You said yellow. Don't read the word, tell me the color.
Yellow.
Nope.
Oh, blue.
Yes.
I did the same thing again.
Okay. So you got it?
Yeah.
What I want you to do with this one?
What's wrong with me?
Okay. Now this, again, this is going to be timed. I want you to... again, don't tell me the word, tell me the color the word is printed in. Start from here.
Okay.
Go all the way across as fast as you can.
Okay.
Go.
Blue, orange, yellow, green, blue, yellow, green, red, red, blue, yellow, and green. Yellow, red, red. I'm getting confused. Green, green, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, green, yellow, red.
Okay. Okay.
I'm getting mixed up here.
Okay. Everybody has problems with that. This is...
I can do it, but just my mind ain't acting right.
It's just people, what we want to do generally is say red, blue, yellow, green. You have to inhibit those natural impulses, because that's what we naturally want to do. So this is a test of attention and inhibition. You have to inhibit what you want to do and do, you know, what I tell you to do.
Oh, I see.
You know, blue, red, green, yellow.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I see.
And a lot of people have problems with that.
I was going the wrong direction.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember that story I told you before about the lady with the purse?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell that back to me?
Oh, yeah. There was a lady in the grocery store, and she dropped her purse, but she didn't know she had dropped it. So when she got up to the counter, she found out she didn't have any money to pay her for her things she had bought. So she put the stuff back down and went home. When she got home, it was a phone call. And on the phone was a little girl. And the little girl said, "We found your purse." So the woman was glad and happy to hear it.
Okay, great. That's the whole thing.
Well, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks.
That's the whole test. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No.
It took a little bit more than an hour, but we were interrupted sometimes. Do you have any questions about